It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show, and we're going to do some economic work. Economy, front page, recession or not, hard landing, soft landing, inflation or not, the stock market or not. Anyway, we've got two stars, John Carney, Breitbart News Editor for Economics and Finance, and he's the co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read, and Joe Lavorgna, who was the former chief economist at the White House National Economic Council, presently chief economist at SMBC Nikko Securities. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for doing this. As always, we appreciate it. Joe Lavorgna, I want to begin with you because I did an opening riff on the TV show, and I wrote it up and give you credit, big hat tip. But this is nonsense surrounding the Fed, and a lot of people have fallen into this. The idea is financial conditions are easing, and therefore the Fed is going to have to be much, much tighter in order to bring the inflation rate down to their 2% target. But they're looking at the wrong stuff. I mean, they don't look it. Ironically, the 10-year bond, which is it's about 360 now, 365. I think the high was about 4.25. Tell me if I'm wrong. But the point is, that's come down because the Fed is, to some extent, succeeding in reducing inflationary expectations and inflation fears. And the actual inflation rate has come down. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. But what they should be looking at is financial conditions and risk conditions for consumers and actually businesses as well. And you cite the Fed survey of loan officers, which has tightened up their commercial and industrial business loans. And you also cite consumer lending rates have gone way up. Credit cards and mortgages may have come off the high, but they're still a lot higher than they were a year or two ago. So talk about that. I mean, I don't understand this. You got an inverted yield curve. The money supply is crashing. The leading indicators are crashing. And they're worried that conditions are easy? Really?
Larry, you just summed everything up perfectly for me. the Fed is, but look, the Fed has always had made mistakes on what they followed. I mean, for decades, they didn't follow money, as Milton Friedman accurately critiqued. And they look at output gaps and unemployment rates, NARU, full unemployment. And now they're looking at equilibrium real interest rates. And that's one of the things that sort of conditions the financial condition side of things. But you're correct. The yield curve is massively inverted. That's a leading indicator of the economy. It's one of the key components of the index of leading indicators, which is down 6% annualized. We've always had recessions when that's happened. When you get the inverted yield curve, you get less lending. We're seeing that in bank lending surveys. You mentioned C&I loans, consumer loans, commercial and industrial loans. That inversion or that persistence of tightness will continue until the curve uninverts. You didn't mention commodity prices, although we talked about it the other day. Commodity prices aren't going up anymore. The dollar's not falling anymore. Long rates have come down. The Fed is massively too tight, Larry. They traded one mistake for another. They were way too easy in 21 and in 22, early 22, and now they've gone massively tight the other way, and we're going to have a recession because of Fed policy.
You know, the chart we used on the TV show, Joe, was your chart about consumer lending rates. I guess it's some kind of composite, but it's gone up. It's up to nearly 8%. It was down around 1 or 2% a year ago. I mean, that's called tight. I mean,
credit card debt, that interest rate has never been higher. Personal loan rates have surged. Mortgage rates, as you said, come down, but they're still double where they were a year ago. Auto financing rates to buy or lease an auto, those have exploded to the upside. Those are rates that real people, consumers, need at 70% of the economy.
So, John Carney, I mean, I think this is important stuff. And I think this argument about financial conditions, which is sweeping the Fed, I hear it from Jay Powell. I hear it from John Williams, the president of the New York Fed. I hear it. I'm not going to name names, but some very distinguished conservative economists, at least one, is writing about it. And let me go to just what Joe mentioned. If you look at the CRB Commodity Index, which covers pretty much everything, right? It's got oil, it's got natural gas, it's got silver and gold, it's got wheat and farm stuff, it's got copper, blah, blah, blah. So that thing, which exploded in the second half of 2020 and most of 21, it peaked last spring, fell enormously. And if you look at it on the chart, you can go to CRB Futures or whatever it is online. It's been flat. Commodity prices have been flat for 6 months, 7 months. Now, I would argue not only is that a leading indicator of falling inflation, but it also shows the fundamental value of the dollar, what used to be called the commodity value of the dollar. That was an academic discipline used years ago by Wayne Angel and Manley Johnson, and Robert Heller, who's still around, to be on our show next week, as an indicator of inflation and the true value of the dollar. So I don't see this, easy financial conditions, John Carney. Maybe you disagree.
I don't disagree. In fact, I quoted Joe in last night's Breitbart Business Digest extensively on this. So I'm glad to get to be on the show today with him. One thing, I do think that we have had a lot of tightening. The problem I have, though, with the thesis that it's too much is that I think we're still seeing a lot of inflation. Mm-hmm. Last month, we had we just had the Manheim Wholesale Car Index tick up a lot. I don't believe that we're going to continue to see soft wage numbers. I think those are going to go up. So I think what we've seen is inflation come out of the goods sector of the economy. And we're in fact probably going to get disinflation there, maybe some deflation in some categories. Housing prices are going to go down. We're pretty soon going to be in a year-over-year housing price decline. So I do think that we're losing it there, but I think we're going to see it in the services sector. And I think this is what Jay Powell's worried about, is that the services sector inflation is going to continue to push this along. We solved a lot of the supply chain problems. There may be some pressure as China comes back online for some commodities, but I think we're going to still be facing inflation at least through the first half of this year. I don't think we're on the verge anymore. And this is a change for me. I thought we were going to have a recession first half of this year. Mm. I don't think that's happening anymore. I don't think a recession is escapable, but I think it's now pushed off to second half.
It is true. I mean, I'm looking at the Cleveland Fed. It's your favorite indicator, John Carney. Median CPI through December 2022, last December for the 12 months, is 7. The actual CPI 6.5, and then the CPI less food and energy 5.7. So they're still pretty big numbers. They're not 9, but they're still high. The Fed wants 2. But I guess the question is, and Joe mentioned Milton Friedman. I loved Milton. He was wonderful to me. He taught me a lot. I knew him quite well. Monetary lags are long and variable. That's always the issue here, isn't it? These other indicators we've been discussing, money, inverted yield curve, leading indicators and so forth, and I will use the commodity markets, they're maybe telling you the inflation. I don't know how low it's going to go, but it's going to drop a couple more, 3 more points, something like that. And they got to be very careful here. It's just that, look, if you look at the wrong stuff, you're going to make the wrong policy decisions. And this financial conditions thing is baloney. I mean, you can't look at the stock market is rallying. I had Ed Yardeni on the show. It's been rallying modestly since last October. But that doesn't mean the Fed is failing. I think that rally is because the Fed's succeeding in bringing inflation down.
That's right. I think that a huge part of the rally has been people being convinced that inflation, that we've sort of broken the back of inflation. We saw, you know, very mild numbers in November and December. So people think, okay, inflation won't be that bad, which means the Fed can pause, which means stocks can go up. I think that's right. I think that we're having the Fed won rally is the way I put it, not mm-hmm. a market fighting the Fed necessarily, but a celebration that we had very good inflation numbers in November, December. My worry is what happens next week if we get a much hotter number. And if you look at my other favorite indicator, the Cleveland Fed, it's all out of Cleveland, the Cleveland Fed nowcast
yes.
of CPI.
Yes.
That's a big uptick from what, you know, we saw a negative number month to month in December. It's, you know, it's up at, I think, 0.4 for January. If we see a number that comes in even higher than that, 0.5, 0.6, I think that the market then, you may get a little bit of a panic as people say, okay, the Fed actually hasn't won yet.
I mean, Joe, so so much of this is gut reaction, but, you know, let them go to 5% or 5.25% and just leave it there. They don't have to keep rate. I mean, just leave it there. Yeah, the thing that the market, I think, is completely wrong, and I don't know if it's the market, but I think it's these Wall Street gurus, yourself excluded. Just leave it there. You don't have to cut the rates. You should, in other words, don't go stop and go or go and stop. Be steady.
The thing, Larry, is, but, you know, that's what they're going to try to do. But here's the problem. The yield curve is inverted.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-year to 10-year spread got to almost minus 85 basis points this week. And that's with the funds rate only at 4.5. If you go back to when it was more inverted in the early 80s, the Fed funds rate was around 16%. So today's inversion is historic when normalized for rates. The problem, I would say, pushing back against the narrative to keep rates on hold longer, is that inverted curve is causing financial disintermediation, which is why that senior loan officer survey is so important, because the longer that curve stays inverted, the less credit will flow to the economy. And when the Fed realizes that, it'll be too late. So you'll go from the boom to the bust, and it happens very quickly.
So the 10-year, I think, should be up around 4.5%. That's what I would say. Leave it up there. I think it got a little bit irrationally exuberant. It's starting to edge back up anyway. It got to, 335 or something. Now it's 365 or something. So let it go to 4.5%. By the way, historically, that's a nice rate.
The thing is, the market is saying the Fed funds rate is going to go to 5.25%. And the break-even rate is low. So for the 10-year note to get up to 4 and change, one of two things has to happen. Either the funds rate has to go up higher to 6 or above, pulling the 10-year note with it, and or the break-even rate has to go higher. But
what's the break-even rate? You mean the
break-even rate of inflation?
The CPI break-evens?
Yeah, exactly. So, that's only about 2.25. But that won't happen with the curve inverted and with the market saying the Fed's already tight.
But if you look at John Carney, if you take the break-evens are very interesting. So let's say they're 2.25, 2.35, and you got a funds rate at 4.75. What does that mean? That means the real Fed funds rate has really gone up a lot, and that is tight, not loose.
Does mean that, but I think you're right, Larry. That what they need to do is go up and stay there, because I do fear that we will have this thing where they go up sometime in November or December. They think they've broken the back of inflation. And a lot of people don't see that there's a lot of underlying inflationary things going on in the world economy right now. You have deglobalization, you have this push for, you know, green, clean energy. These are inflationary pressures in the economy. You have you have people not reentering the workforce, you have low workforce participation, inflationary. So the Fed might think, okay, that's it. Look, we beat it. We can start to cut again in November. And then you get another inflationary spike. That's what Jerome Powell's afraid of. I'm worried about that. So I think it's unhelpful for people to expect the cut. I think they're going to have to stay at 5.25 through most of next year,
I don't really disagree with that. I'm just saying what they need, the stuff you were describing, you know, you need a good fiscal policy, not all this garbage that Biden announced, you know, $5 trillion more in spending, higher taxes. He wants to regulate everything that moves. He wants to regulate hotels and the fees they charge for your telephone or your movies. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing. And if the Russians take 500,000 gallons of oil off the market, I don't know what that's going to do. Oil may go back up a bit. But I'm just looking. I got to take a break, fellas. But here's what I'm looking at from my sheets. The 10-year closed at 373, okay, and the break-evens closed 234, okay? So that's inflation expected inflation. So that is a very positive, even out 10 years for the first time in a while, it's a positive real rate. It's only 36 basis points. I have that right. No, it's actually 1.39% positive real rate. Now, the real rate could go to 2 or 3. I get that. But, you know, that's a big change, Joe Lavornia. Those real rates were deeply negative for quite some time, indicating loose money. Now the real rates are going up. The short end of the curve, if I take the 2-year break evens, is 274. And I go up against a 2-year note is 450, that's a high real rate. So in other words, I'm just still arguing financial conditions are not loose. They're actually rather tight. That's all I'm saying. And geniuses who are saying that, you know, just because the bond has rallied a little bit, they're wrong. It's a misread. It's a total misread. Anyway, let's take a break. How about that? We'll calm down this whole thing. We got Joe Lavornia, and we got John Carney, and I'm Kudlow. We're trying to figure this whole bloody thing out. Here's what I know. Everything Joe Biden said Tuesday night, the State of the Union, was inflationary, and it was recessionary. Everything he said, every sentence, every comma, every semicolon, which he probably couldn't read, every dotted I and crossed T, the whole thing was inflationary and recessionary. There wasn't a single element of growth in that entire 70-minute garbage, dishonest speech that he made. The good news is the markets didn't react to it because they know the Republicans will kill the bad stuff. I'm Larry Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
With the debt ceiling crisis looming, plus recession, people are looking to protect their assets, and one place they're looking, myself included, is Swiss America, a trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years. Demand for silver is soaring
for
military, solar, electric cars, and tech use, yet it's attractively priced, making now an opportune time to call my friends at Swiss America like I did. To help you get started, Swiss America is offering my listeners beautiful U.S. silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. That's $12.50, limit 250 per customer while supplies last. To reserve your silver coins, call or text 800-289-2646 or just visit SwissAmerica.com/Larry. That's silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered to your door while supplies last. Help protect your assets today. Call or text 800-289-2646 or just visit SwissAmerica.com/Larry.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We went long, so this will be short, but we got John Carney at Breitbart, and we got Joe Lavornia, now SNBC, Nikko Securities, formerly White House. So let's just think about this for a minute. John Carney, recession or not? What do you think?
I do think recession, definitely. It just depends on timing. We're not going to get a recession very soon. A big question is, what happens after this next hike? So if the Fed goes – so and when the last hike is. So if they just go to 5%, I don't think we get a recession very – you know, this year. If they go to 5.25, if they go even further than that, probably this year, but not till the second half.
Yeah, I was reading your piece, The Rise of the No Landing Scenario. You know who uses that? Ed Yardeni, he calls it no landing. Joe LaVornia, recession or not?
Recession, Larry. The yield curve in its 80-year history has never normalized with the 10-year note selling off. It's always been because the Fed realizes it's too tight, then it's too late, and they have to cut a lot, and the cycle starts anew.
You know, that by itself, and the Fed model, the New York Fed model, was the three-month T-bill and the 10-year, right? And that model has a really good record. Inversion shows tight financial conditions. So I don't know what these people are talking about. Gentlemen, you're terrific to help out on a Saturday. John Carney of Breitbart and Joe LaVornia, now at SMBC Nikko Securities. I'm Kudlow. Other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit about China. China, our mortal enemy. Make no mistake about that. Shoot down their balloons and whatever. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.